The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. The Nittany Lions return 16 total starters, including 9 on offense and 5 on defense. Penn State's spring game is scheduled for this Saturday. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today.
Really appreciate the opportunity to be on. Looking forward to this weekend and the spring game, and open it up to questions.
Sounds good. We'll take questions now.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to ask Coach a question. And our first question comes from the line of Joe Giuliano with Philly Inquirer.
Good afternoon, James.
Hi, Joe.
I'd like, if you could, to describe the competition on the offensive line this spring. Are you pleased by what you've seen there? And what two or three guys have really looked the best to you so far?
I think if you kind of go across from left to right, Nelson's been playing left tackle the last couple practices and has done a really nice job there. Ryan Bates at left guard and is playing really well at left guard, a redshirt freshman who we've been excited about. Gaia has transitioned really well to the center position from a leadership standpoint as well as production. Right guard, Dowry has done a nice job there. Him and Mann have kind of been fighting for that spot. Mann has missed a few practices, so Dowry's done a really nice job. But there's, I would say, those three guys. And then the fourth would be Gonzalez inside. You kind of got Bates, Mann, Dowry, and Gonzalez fighting for those two interior guard positions right now. And then at right tackle, there's a battle going on with Paris and Noah Bay, who is stepped up for that position. So Nelly right now, I think, is a guy that you can kind of pencil in as you think he'd be a starter. Gaia is a guy that right now, I think, between him and Wendy at center are battling for that job, but Gaia's done a nice job. And then I'd say there's four guys battling for the guard spot, and then there's two guys battling for that other tackle position. At this point, I'd say Noah Bay and Paris are the two guys, battling. Sterling, we're looking, to see him make a big step this summer. And then Connor McGovern's kind of been a guy that people have been, excited so far, in his first few days on campus.
Great. Thanks, James.
No problem.
And our next question comes from the line of Scott Dockerman with Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Yeah, James, when you arrived, Penn State's recruiting expenses have grown significantly. And what exactly did you believe you needed to do to improve recruiting in Penn State, and how have you accomplished that through not only the spending more in expenses, but just in what you've done in a couple of years?
Yeah, I guess you could probably make a bunch of arguments about that. I think, to be honest with you, the way things are documented now are a little bit different than the way they've been in the past. We're much more detailed, in keeping track of all those financials. So I think it's probably a little bit more specific. But, yeah, I think, Penn State has realized, as well as our football program, and studied other programs in the Big Ten as well as nationally, the things that you need to do to be successful. I think the other thing that, people realize is, we're a little isolated here at Penn State. So travel expenses, being able to get in and out of here, is a little bit different than if maybe you were closer to a major city or closer to an international airport and things like that. So there's a lot of things that factor into it, but more than anything, we just want to make sure that we're doing everything in our power to attract the best fits for Penn State, the best student athletes that are a great fit for us.
Thank you very much.
And your next question comes from the line of Bill Bender with Sporting News.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Just with Christian, this is a guy I was just wondering, looking back, what would he give an NFL team? Do you think he could be, some of those mocks say what they say, could he be a first-round pick in the NFL draft?
I haven't spent, time studying, those things. As we all know, Christian is very, very talented, very, very talented. Christian comes walking through the door. You put him through a workout. He has all the things that people are looking for at that level. So that wouldn't surprise me one bit. We think Christian has a very, very bright future in the NFL and are excited to see what he's going to be able to do. But, I've been engulfed with spring ball and not necessarily the draft. So I couldn't have a strong comment on that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of Bill Rabinowitz with the Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, James. I'm sure you've been immersed with your own team and haven't really thought a whole lot about the league. But with Ohio State and Michigan State losing the number of players they have, do you get a sense that the East in particular will be a more balanced league this year, a more balanced division this year?
No, I don't know. I mean, you look at the conference in general and how the East and the West are broke up, and then you look specifically at the East. You know, I'm not sure. I think you look at Michigan State, Coach D'Antonio has been there for a number of years and has established his program and has recruited well. You look at Michigan over the last really 3 to 4 years has recruited well. You look at Ohio State, they've recruited well, and these are programs that have been established through recruiting and through development. So, I'm not sure. I don't think there'll be a significant drop off. I think this will continue to be one of the more competitive conferences in college football, specifically the East side of the conference.
Okay. Thanks, James.
And our next question comes from the line of Rich Carcella with the Reading Eagle.
Hi, James. How are you?
Good, Rich. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, thanks. James, two questions. One, how do you look at the blue-white game? Do you look at it as the 15th practice of spring when evaluating personnel, or do you add a little bit more importance to that? And also, can you update us on the progress of the defensive tackles, and are you pleased with that this spring?
Yeah, I think the spring game, it kind of really depends. The blue-white weekend here is such a huge weekend, not just for football, but for the whole university as a whole. Based on our depth and some injuries and things like that, you probably, if it wasn't, the blue-white weekend and the game and those types of things, you'd probably say, hey, we'll just have another practice here. I've been a lot of other schools that, the coach can pretty much do whatever he wants to do with the spring game because there's not a whole weekend kind of around it. At Penn State, it's different, which I think is great, and we embrace. But we're thin. So we basically put the teams together, and hoping that we can get through the game and it be competitive and it be fun, but we're thin at some spots. So I think the spring game is a good opportunity to evaluate how guys are going to be in the stadium, because it's amazing just walking into that stadium. Some guys step their game up and play at a higher level, and some guys, being, in that venue, on that stage, don't handle it as well. So I think that's important. That's important to see how guys are going to react in that stadium before our first game next year. Defensive tackle, I think you guys know, obviously, we have some guys that we need to replace at those positions. I think Parker Cothran's a guy that we're excited about, what he's going to be able to do as he's been developing in our program for a couple of years. Windsor is a guy that people have been very, very excited about, explosive, strong, young player who's doing some good things. So we see those two guys, at the one technique or the nose. At the three, Antoine White's a guy who's been in the program now a number of years and has paid his dues, as well as Curtis Cothran. Feel good about, those two guys. So that kind of gives you, those four that you're excited about and how they're competing. And then obviously, we got some guys coming in. I think the two junior college guys coming in at that position to give us some guys that are a little bit older, a little bit more mature, is going to help us, make that position as competitive as it needs to be successful in the Big Ten.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck with the upcoming season.
Thank you.
Next on the teleconference is Penn State's Garrett Sickles. The junior defensive end started 12 games last season, recording 35 tackles, 5 tackles for loss, and 3 sacks. Garrett, thank you for joining us. Hello, Garrett. Do we have you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
We'll go ahead and take questions for Garrett.
If you would like to ask Garrett a question, that is star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star 1. And our first question comes from the line of Josh Moyer with ESPN.com.
Hey, Garrett. Last season, you played alongside three future NFL players. This year, obviously, you're the only returning starter on the line. So I'm just curious, how much of the dynamic has changed with you this spring in terms of leadership, and how do you guys fill the holes left by those three?
Yeah, you know, last year I was the youngest starter, you know, so I was kind of a young guy just, you know, hanging around with, you know, Zettel, AJ, and Carl, and, you know, they kind of all set the tone for practice and kind of just joined in with them. But, you know, this spring's been different. You know, I've had a lot of guys go on to the next level that I was close with, you know, obviously. And, you know, now I'm the old guy. Now I'm the leader. But the good thing about it is that everyone that we have back, we're all pretty close and we're all in the same, you know, grade, really. You know, Parker, Curtis, and Antoine came in early enrolled, and, you know, Evan Schwann I'm close with. So, you know, we all have a very tight camaraderie, and we all know what's expected of us, and kind of everyone since day one of spring ball and up winter workouts, everyone just put their head down and just started working, getting ready for the season. So, you know, guys just been working hard, and we're trying to get better for this fall.
And our next question comes from the line of Jordan Rodriguez with Central Daily Times.
Hey, Garrett, how's it going?
Good, how you doing?
Good, thanks, man. So I wanted to talk to you about Antoine White a little bit. What does he bring to the table as a tackle, and what kind of things kind of stick out to you that we haven't been able to see because you've gotten more limited reps behind the rest of the guys there?
One thing about Antoine is he's very quick. You know, he's a very quick guy, shifty, plays a good pad level. And, you know, obviously being behind AJ and Settle last year or the last few years, you know, he hasn't gotten that, you know, his name out there as much. But the times he's played, you know, for us, and, you know, last year he's made plays, he's gotten sacks and stuff like that. So, you know, everything that he's done, he's improved big time. You know, he's been a big student of the game this offseason. He's just been playing really well with a lot of really good technique, and, you know, he's been coming off the ball low. He's really quick. So I think it's going to be fun to watch him play this year.
And our next question comes in line of Joe Giuliano from Philly Inquirer.
Hi, Garrett. I just wanted to ask you your impressions of the offensive line through the spring. What guys do you think have stepped up and have played pretty well?
I'd have to say Ryan Bates, you know, really stepped up. Brian Gaia is playing really well. And obviously Andrew Nelson and Derek Dowdy across the board, those guys, I think, the guys that really separated themselves and really stood out. You know, Andrew Nelson, obviously, you know, he's a real veteran of that group, starting, I think this is his third year starting now coming up. So, you know, he's a veteran of that group, and you have Brian Guy as a veteran as well, and he's playing, you know, center and stuff. And the way those guys have played with Coach Limegrover and the confidence all those guys have, they've been really, really impressive this fall season.
Thank you.
Good.
We've got time for one last question for Garrett.
And our final question comes in line of Audrey Snyder with UK Pittsburgh Sports.
Good afternoon, Garrett. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks. Garrett, we saw Torrence Brown coming on in spurts for you guys last year, and he's assuming to take on a bigger role this year. What do you like about lining up with Torrence on the line with you, and what does he do well?
Torrence is a guy that doesn't make any mistakes. You know, he is really honed in on his craft, and he knows what's going on, knows what the offense is doing, and he's become a good pass rusher, and he's worked on a lot of different things this offseason. And, you know, just I have confidence in all the defensive ends, you know, line up with, you know, Evan Schwann, you know, Bucks out there, Sharice, you know, Torrence Brown. Those guys, you know, they've all really put in the work this offseason, but Torrence especially, he's played football for us, and, you know, he's played in Beaver Stadium, he's played in a big atmosphere, and he's made big plays when we needed him. So, you know, he's just got the experience that, you know, you like to see in someone lining up with, and, you know, can make plays.
Garrett, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck with the upcoming season.
Thank you. Appreciate it.